Praise God. Can we just worship the Lord, somebody? Can we just magnify the Lord? Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Are you happy to be here? The 31st day in the last month of the year. Can you imagine? It's 2024 almost. And we are so grateful to the Lord that he has spared our lives that we can be here. We want to acknowledge our worship team. Thank you so much for leading us. At this time, I'm going to ask the children, it's time for you to go to children's church. Go with Auntie Carla. She's at the door. You know, it's a safe environment. They're all being checked in. We do have security personnel there if the parents are a little, you know, they're in good hands. Amen? They're in good hands. So, thank you so much again for being with us today. There are so many churches, so many festivities, so many activities that you could have been elsewhere. But you've found it fit to be here to worship the Lord with us. I know Carla made mention of the 3 weeks challenge for those who came in after. I see Jeremy, you can tick week two. I hope that you'll make it to the third week. And if this is some place that you find would be, you know, comfortable for you to worship the Lord, we invite you. And for those of you who are just, you came in after the announcement, you know, this is something that we want you to try, experiment, see if this is a place of worship that you would love to be a part of. So we encourage you to join us for a 3 weeks challenge. So this is for those of you, this is your first Sunday. You have another 2 weeks to go, all right? So God bless you. Also remember that come January the 7th, we are starting 21 days of prayer. If you're not able to be here on the Sundays, we have three Thursdays that we will be in-house here praying. And if you're not able to join us for any of those, we ask you just to text in or call in your prayer request. We'd love to support you and your family, you know, as we pray to the Lord. Next Sunday, our pastor will kick off a new sermon series. So we ask you to be here for that. And also the excitement that is going to be a 3 weeks giveaway. And I think Sunday is the fitness giveaway. So you don't want to miss that. Amen? You don't want to miss that. Brothers and sisters, let's go to the word of the Lord. So for the next few minutes, I want to share with you on a topic, speak life. Amen? Speak life. The scripture in Proverbs chapter 18, verses 4 and verse 21. Verse 4 says, "The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook." Verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Father, we give these words over to you. Speak to our hearts, we pray. Speak to your people, bless us, and give us the confidence to speak life as we walk and travel this narrow path. We give you thanks and we give you praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Speak life. 2023, January, all the way through December. I know some of you have not gotten what you prayed for or what you hope that you would have achieved during 2023. Some of us started out with wish list. Some of our finances has either plummeted, you know, just be stagnant. Some of you have experienced ill health, relationship issues, and things job-wise, things just has not worked out the way you had set out 2023 to go. But may I tell you something, brothers and sisters? We are still here. And once there is life, there is hope. Amen. It was the Bishop Paul Martin says that I'm still standing. And our pastor here says, if I am not dead, I'm not done. So we want to focus this morning on speaking life over your situation and over your circumstances, even if you were disappointed. Either the Lord didn't come through for me, or the things that I've been praying didn't work. We're going to continue to head forward, move forward, and speak life over our circumstances. According to St. Matthew chapter 12, the Bible says, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It also says that a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bring forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For your words, it will justify the words that you'll speak. It will either justify or it will condemn. The word that you speak matters much. The scripture focus today in Proverbs chapter 18, the verse 4 and the verse 21. It declares that death in verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it for life or for death. As we look at the word power as a definition, in Hebrews, the word power means yad. That's a Y-A-D. It means that we have the open hand of God in our tongue. Whatever we speak, it is in the hand of the Lord. It means that when we speak in agreement with his word, we cause the hand of God to perform what we say. He is performing his own words that we speak. So I want to speak in the heart. I want to speak into your life this morning that life and death is in the power of your tongue. The word power in the Webster dictionary means a possession of control. It means authority. It means influence over others, an ability to act or produce an effect. Permissive authority. Brothers and sisters, God has given us the authority to speak his words and to expect him to perform it. So I'm going to continue speaking the word of God. I'm going to continue to speak over life circumstances. I'm going to continue to speak over the children. I'm going to continue to speak over our relationship. I'm going to continue to speak things into being because God is able. Do you realize that the tremendous power that we have? Do you stop long enough to realize that you have tremendous power? It is such a power that is able to produce life or death depending on how it is used. Amen? It is. Let us look at the words that we speak. The Bible declares that our words are so powerful that they can bless or they can curse. Be extremely careful what you utter out of your mouth. The words are so powerful, it encourages or it can discourage. The words you speak can be a devastated tool. It can cripple, it can affect, and it can mess around people's heart. It can bring hurt or it can bring healing. It can tear down or it can build up the word that you speak, have the ability to influence the way we act, how we feel, and determine it, determine our attitude, our outlook in life. The tongue, brothers and sisters, is a powerful weapon. It will kill. It will destroy. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, Jesus answering said unto them, "Have ye faith in God? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done if you believe in your heart. But if you shall believe those things which he says, they shall come to pass. Those shall be done whatever you say. Therefore I say unto you, brothers and sisters, what things soever you desire, when you pray, the Lord says you're to believe and you will receive them." In Matthew chapter 21, the Bible said that Jesus came to a particular fig tree. And when he saw only leaves on the fig tree, the Bible says that he opened up his mouth and spoke to the fig tree and says, "Let no fruit grow on thee." And the Bible says it withered away. What you speak can give life or it can destroy. Romans chapter 10, the Bible says that the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Hebrews chapter 11, it says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the spoken word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." In Romans chapter 4, the Bible says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and caused." Those things that we speak, brothers and sisters, can bring life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we see the same thing being expressed according to the scripture. "I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak." The centurion answered Jesus in the same manner in St. Matthew chapter 8. "Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof. But if you just speak the word only, I believe that my servant will be healed." You don't have to come under my roof. Just speak the word. I believe that life and death are in the power of what we say, brothers and sisters. Things cannot happen until they are first spoken. Don't ponder them in your heart. Don't think about it. Don't write it in your journal. Speak it. Things will not happen until you speak them into being. When the Spirit of God coupled with what we say, things will happen. We can say, "Peace be still." It was Jesus Christ on the way, when he was in the boat with his disciples, he got up and he said, "Peace be still." And the Bible says that the storm subsided. Or, "Stretch forth thine hands and it will be done." Or, "Be gone and the devil will be cast out." Or, "Lazarus," Jesus says, "come forth." So you have to speak things into being. Even the very element can be controlled by your very tongue. I want to speak into somebody's heart this morning. I want to speak into your spirit. If you are being discouraged, if you've been discouraged, if things did not happen, I want to mess around with your faith. Speak things into being. Speak things into being. Lift your faith. Just speak the word, and people, brothers and sisters, will be made whole. It was one writer who said, "Do it. Don't doubt it. You know, you have the key. You hold the key. Do it. Don't doubt it. You have the key of the kingdom of the Almighty God. You are the only one who have the ability to lock this power down, to lock down the kingdom of darkness. You and you alone have the power to unlock the blessings of the Almighty God. You and you alone. You can speak to your circumstances. You can speak to your mountain. Speak to it. And if you're not too sure if you have enough faith, try it. It will work. Speak to your mountain. Speak to your circumstances. Speak to your situation. Speak to it and watch the Almighty God move on your behalf. Remember, God also created the universe by what he spoke, by what he said. Let us look at, let us move on as we look at God speaking in the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says that then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God speaking. In verse 6, God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters." God speaking. Things will not happen until you speak it. Amen? Speak it. Speak it over your life. In Genesis 1 verse 9, the Bible says that then God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And the Bible says, and it was so. You have to speak it. Verse 11 says, "Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs that yield seed, and the fruit tree that yield fruit according to its kind, and it was so." In verse 14, then God said, "Let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and it was so." Oh, praise God. Verse 20 through to 24, then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures." Then God said, "Let us make man in our own image, and let the man and the woman that I create, let them have dominion over the earth." God speaking things into being, brothers and sisters. And that's what I want to share with you today. You are going to have to get into the position where you speak life, where you speak to your circumstances, even if it's falling apart. Speak life. Even if the bottom is breaking or broke, speak life. Even if you're about to cave, speak life. Speak life. Speak life into your circumstances and into your situation. Let us move on as we look at Moses here now speaking to Pharaoh and Egypt. And all throughout the Bible, you see these men from God, these prophets, these men of old speaking over their circumstances. The Bible says that Moses, assisted by Aaron, cursed, if we follow the situation in Egypt. The Bible says that he was assisted by Aaron, and he spoke to Pharaoh and to Egypt with 10 different plagues. And the one plague that stood out to me, brothers and sisters, is in Exodus 11, verse 4. And Moses said, "Thus saith the Lord, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn of the land," all the firstborn of the land, "will be killed." Moses spoke, and it happened. Moses spoke, and it happened. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. I've seen people of old. I've seen many people creating a situation over their children, calling them certain names, calling them and cursing them, cursing out their families and friends, and they've never recovered. You need to get into that mode where you speak life. Speak life. If you don't have good to say, one writer says, don't say anything. But you make sure that you disciplined your tongue. It is in James. James says, I've never seen a little, what James call it, a little thing like the tongue that creates so much havoc. He says that it is unruly and unstable. You need to make sure that you understand that whatever you speak, it will come to pass. So we see from the firstborn of Pharaoh to the maid and to all the beast and everything, the Bible says that there was a great cry because the prophet spoke a death curse over the people of Egypt. Hallelujah. Let us look here now at the prophet Elisha speaking to a group of children. When I read this, I was like, oh my God. He spoke in 2 Kings chapter 2. The Bible says that he went up and some children came out and mocked him, called him bald-head prophet. Bald-head. Oh, you bald-head man. And the Bible says that he turned and he spoke to them. And the sad part about it is that when he spoke, two she-bear came out of nowhere and destroyed them. Be extremely careful what we say. Be extremely careful what we say. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, pray over your tongue. Speak life, not death. I'm not one of those, you know, to be cursing people here. But speak positive things. Speak life. Pave the way for your friends. Pave the way for your brothers and sisters. Create a sense of belonging. Create a sense of hope and prosperity and peace, knowing that whatever comes from this mouth, whatever your tongue, whatever your mouth speak, it will come to pass. That is the belief. That is the faith. That is the confidence that I have, that when we speak the word of God, that when we speak with power, that when we speak with authority, things will happen. Do I have somebody here today that agree and believe with me? When we speak life, things will happen. So I don't care what happened during January and February and March and April and May and June, the first quarter, the second quarter, just like it's not happening. I don't care what happened and what didn't go well. Yes, we have a few hours left in 2023. It can happen. It will happen because when we speak, God will act on our behalf. Amen? Amen. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep speaking. If it didn't happen yesterday, try again today. Speak life over your circumstances. Speak life over your situation. Speak authority, and God will come through for us. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to get up, dust off yourself, and say, come on, Jennifer. Come on. Yes, you got this. Get up, man. Go to the bathroom. Brush your teeth. Put on some makeup. Some of your finest perfume or cologne. Take out your finest outfit. And put your shoulder back. And walk with confidence. Even though you were defeated yesterday. You got this. Get up, man. Encourage yourself. Say, come on, Larry. Come on. You can do this. You know, push yourself. Come on, Ken. You can do it. Sometimes you have to speak over yourself. Sometimes you have to speak life to a dead situation. Sometimes you have to just talk to yourself. It was Paul who says, oh wretched man, who shall save me? Why art thou cast down? Oh son of man, get up, man, and move forward. Move forward. It was Whitney and Houston that says, you know, where do you go when, you know, where do I go when nobody else to turn to? Where do I, when I have nobody else to turn to? Who do I talk to when I have, when nobody is there to listen? Who do I lean on when there is no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I go to the rock. I know the rock is able, for the Lord is the rock. And I go to this rock, the rock of my salvation. It says, when the earth and all around me is sinking sand, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, I go to the rock. The rock is able to stand for me, and it is in Jesus Christ. We have the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Don't take it for granted. It is not in me. The Bible says it is not I, but the Christ in me. The Bible also says it is not by might nor by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Almighty God. We need to use this power. We need to use this authority. We need to use it. We need to use it. The scripture supports this principle of the power and of the tongue. As a Christian should not beg nor cry for anything, but in fact should declare something that and it will be established. Speak it. A godly Christian with a tongue under the anointing of the Holy Spirit has power to decree, to institute, and to confirm, and to settle. You have the authority and the power to summon and to authorize. You have the power to write a decree. That is the confidence. That is the faith. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And as we close in 2023, I want to encourage somebody. Get that kind of faith. Get that confidence. Iron sharpened iron. Be encouraged. Be supported. You can do it. You can make it. Even the Bible says, if it is on broken pieces. Your health has not worked well for you this year, but you can make it. And the team, the soccer team that I've been with for years, has not made me celebrate in 2023. And we even lost it. It disrupted my day yesterday. Didn't even feel like eating, you know? But I'm keeping my fingers crossed for those who support Manchester United. Pray with me. You know, for, you know, as we go over into the new transfer window, I hope that we can get some Pele and some Ronaldo. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Even if it didn't work for you in 2023, brothers and sisters, you can make it. Speak life. Speak life. Speak into your circumstances. Speak it. Encourage yourself. Even if you can't find Pastor Hunter and Pastor Wint, encourage yourself. You know, I see Arthur Hash says, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. Oh, Stephen Covey says, it was Joshua L. Marine says, challenges are what make life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. And here comes Stephen Curry. He says, your most important work is always ahead of you, never behind you. We're going to look forward, brothers and sisters. And the late General Colin Powell, a Jamaican, right? I have some Jamaican in him. He says, a dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. Are you going to move forward, brothers and sisters? Jonathan Sachs says, no greater achiever, even those who made it seems easy, ever succeeding without hard work. No greater achiever without succeeding hard work. Here, Beverly Sills, she says, there are no shortcuts to any place worth going. Some of us love taking shortcuts too much, man. Continue. Yes, continue. Move on. Hear what Vidal Sassoon says. It says, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary, nowhere else. Only in the dictionary, brothers and sisters. Hear what Aristotle says. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but an habit. Oh, if you fail, try again. If you fail, try again. If it didn't happen, try again. Oh, hallelujah. I tried to bake a Christmas cake. Juliet and Matthew thought it was the best cake ever. But I knew deep inside that it wasn't moist enough and fluffy enough and it was a bit too heavy. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to try it again until I get it right. My mother-in-law says, listen, I'll do some reading and I'll send you the recipe that might, you know, brothers and sisters, try. Try again. Move forward. Speak life, brothers and sisters. Speak life. And Maya Angelou says that we may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. Oh, hallelujah. A lot of bruises, Dave. Oh, you've been traveling a mighty long way. A whole lot of backache and this and bruises. But you're still in the race. Still in the race. Still fighting. Still moving forward. Dave doesn't miss a group meeting on a Wednesday. Even when sometimes we hear that Dave is not doing well, Dave is coming. Dave is coming. God bless you, sir. And I encourage all of you, keep moving. If you fail, oh, hallelujah. It's an opportunity for you to succeed. Keep moving. Hear what Martin Luther King Jr. says. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But do whatever you do and keep moving forward. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. It was the interaction with God and with Moses. When the people of Israel start to complain and they saw Pharaoh's army coming behind. And the Red Sea on either side, and all of that, and the Red Sea above. What did God say? Moses, wipe up your tears. Shut up. Stop the bawling. Tell the people to move forward. Move forward, brothers and sisters. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Donald Lawrence, excellent singer. I hope that Brenton will put him on the list of music. Hear what he says. There's a king in you. Hear what he says. You come from royalty, an aristocratic dynasty. The goal of the enemy is that you don't know who you are. There is power when you speak. Be mindful of words you release. I know that life has challenged you, but the king in me speaks to the king in you. You were born to rule. Oh, hallelujah. You're born to rule. You come from royalty, an aristocratic dynasty. The goal of the enemy is that you don't know who you are. Oh, there is power when we speak. Be mindful of the words that you release. Oh, speak life. Oh, hallelujah. Hear what he says. Is there no king in you? Then why do you speak? It says, speak with such defeat. Why? Is there not a king in you? Why do you not speak? Why do you speak with such low esteem? Why? I know that life has challenged you. But brothers and sisters, the king in me want to speak to the king in you. Oh, hallelujah. You have the king. Oh, so come on, man. Come on. Get up. Get up, somebody. Find your robe, your kingly robe and garment. Oh, that you have put away for too long. Find your crown that you have put away for too long. And your scepter and rule. Come on, king. The king in me want to speak to the king in you. You have authority. Life is in your tongue. Speak. So let me encourage all of you. Rule, king, rule. Control, king, control. Oh, hallelujah. Rule, king, rule. Oh, hallelujah. Rule, I want to tell you to rule. Preside. Call to order, King. You have the King in you. So death and life are in the power of your tongue. I want to encourage all of you to open your mouth today and speak life. Deuteronomy chapter 28, it declares that it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God and to observe and to do all his commandments, that the Lord God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee, not only come upon thee, but they shall overtake thee. If thou shalt just hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field, the fruit of thy body and the ground. The cattle shall be blessed. Blessed shalt thou be in your basket and in your storeroom. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest and when thou goest out. Your enemies shall rise against you, but they shall be smitten. They shall come out against you one way, but they will flee seven ways. Oh, hallelujah. You shall be blessed in your storehouse, and all that you shall set your hand unto shall be blessed. Wherever your feet shall go, whatever your hands shall touch, all shall be blessed. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Almighty God, and they shall be afraid of you. Oh, hallelujah. Plenty goods shall be yours. Good seasons shall follow you. Just speak life. Good season. It hasn't gone well in 2023, or 2023 was bad. But good season, this is not a prosperity message and gospel. I'm going to tell you that if you trust in the Lord with all of your heart, lean not to your own understanding, blessings shall follow you. Oh, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And the Bible says, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. And you shall lend to many nations and shall not borrow. You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above and not beneath. You can do it. According to the text, as I wrap up, I'm going to ask Brother Larry to come according to the text as we wrap up today, that you have power. There is death and life in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Choose to use the tongue to bring life. Choose to use the tongue to bring life and not to curse. For in the blessing of a person, they shall bless you. As I bring it together and find some place to land today, I want to use the Dr. Cindy Trim with this decree. She says, I decree and declare that you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And let me add, as you move over into 2024, and that you dwell under the shadow of the Almighty God as we move over together in 2024, that everything be divinely aligned. Oh, everything be in order. And those things that were disorderly and we upset, I want you by faith to go home this evening and use the anointed broom and just sweep out those disorder and just sweep in. And we sweep in alignment and order. Amen, brothers and sisters. Life and death is in the power of your attitude and of your tongue today. Oh, that we want to bring them to order. That you have the mind of Christ. That you ascend into new realm and power and authority. That you wear the helmet of salvation to be protected, which will protect your mind. And that truth will protect you. That integrity, righteousness will protect your reputation. And the gospel of peace will guide your every step, brothers and sisters. You have the King in you. And that the shield of faith secures your future. and destiny, and the sword of the Spirit grants you dominion and grants you authority, that new cycle of victory, success, and prosperity will replace the whole cycle in 2023 of failure, poverty, and death over your life. Can we just lift our hands and thank the Lord? Can we just lift our hands and thank the Lord? Your season and frustration and failure, we are going to believe together that it is coming to an end or it is over. And therefore, I encourage all of you that you walk into a season of success. Whole things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And for those of your siblings and family members, we're waiting for you to die and to bury you and to get your inheritance. Right? You can repeat, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare. Oh, hallelujah. Don't let them tell you to go put out any casket and go, you know. You shall live, brothers and sisters. And even though if you're not well today, oh, lift up your faith and say, I'm healed. Oh, even if you're confused today, oh, hallelujah, we're going to believe with you. Even though you think that you're not blessed, I am blessed. Every day of my life, I'm blessed. Speak over your life. Speak over your circumstances. Speak over your unsaved spouse and children. Speak over your unsaved family. Speak life. You're going to live, oh, my brother, you're going to live. You're going to live. You're going to live. You are going to live. I want to pray for you today. And I don't want to come with this message and you think that it has always been easy for me or for us as a family. We've had challenges. We've had issues. We have things that did not go well for 2023. But I am hopeful. I am hopeful. I am confident of one thing, that with God, all things are possible. I am confident. I am confident. It has not gone well. Your bottom has fallen out. It's like every single thing. But with God. Proverbs 4:13. Yeah? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With God working with you, we have Philippians 4:13. With God working with you, you are able to make it.